Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, everybody. You've just tuned into The Block with Bryce and Warden, broadcasting live on frequency 101.7 CIVL FM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford Campus Student Union Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. Today it is March 18th, 2024, and we've got a very special episode for you with some good tracks and more. So sit back and relax as we take you over first to a new release coming to you from Aramirez featuring Sampra on this one. It is Amphizabiena. From the Gutta to the Grave is the EP that this one's taken off of, released this past Friday ago, March 8th, 2024. Bit of a content advisory for this one, as I've taken the liberty of getting rid of any kind of harsh language, but again, the content matter and such as well might be a bit severe, and we're going to keep the tunes going afterwards as well. Let's get it started.
Down to the unknown. I'm out of a killer to send these motherfuckers shots to your dome. say ADHD, go press the AC, yelling like you hate me. When the sun starts screaming, I let my eyes save me. I put it on, yeah, and my temperature drop, yeah. Father time, diamonds, press pause, and then stop, yeah. Cryogenic penis, I'ma be the last fossil. Now for my next trick, I will die proper.
My duffel with these blades, and they just got pilots. Thinking about the day, bring me nothing but silence. Running up with that bucket, I'm glad that I left my bag. You say y'all last, if it happened, reply with laughter. Never won the banter, I wanna up the ante. Every day I take the stand and put away they can't see. Forever what they can't be, never understand me. I'd rather be the one they hate than the one they think is friendly.
Dots hit the competition if there ever was any. Drag to the trash, ash, then I right click empty. You can't edit this body, all these layers are locked away. Told them system 32 is something they don't need to operate. System frozen, now everybody hate me. Nothing new to me, I'm used to it, thankfully. Reboot test, yes, you can all thank me. I am the virus that got your heart racing.
Once I hit you with that bad space, you ain't coming back, no. Control or delete you, give me space, I tell. Once I hit you with that bad space, you ain't coming back. No control or delete you, give me space, I tell.
What an opening, huh? I hope you're awake at 3:05 p.m. at this time. So again, that was three tracks to just take you back to back there with Ramirez off of their latest. It was Amphis Veena with Sampra featuring on that one there. I then took you over to Sampra and their own cut with Josiah off of it. That is Smoke. So Sampra is stylized S-X-M-P-R-A. Apologies for any mispronunciation there. And then in a little bit of a different direction, but kind of keeping with the same theme, I took you over to Bones with one of my favorite cuts from them, Control-Alt-Delete. Alright, so the first one there I took you over to is Ramirez, and their cut that I mentioned again is Amphis Veena with Sampra off of that one there. So that is coming to you off of their recent release, as I mentioned previously, From the Gutter to the Grave. Now, aside from Beige Butter, this is kind of a little bit more of kind of what Ramirez has done previously with a lot of kind of efforts and stuff that he's done, because linking up with Suicide Boys, he's kind of, as described on Suicide Boys' page, trap metal and punk rap. Basically, it's interpreting kind of a little bit more harder electronic sort of synths and really dark themes of like substance abuse and suicidal ideation alongside just very violent tendencies. Essentially, if you kind of liken it to something like, you know, in the early late 90s to 2000s, the kind of horrorcore hip-hop and stuff like that that was present by artists such as Eminem and others, you can kind of see it as kind of a continuation of that to some sort of extent. Even if it is a little bit rudimentary, that's the idea. The funny thing to me is I've not really been a big fan of this kind of sound. When I was being recommended, you know, a lot of artists and stuff through Spotify and things like that, I'd heard a lot of stuff that he had released off of, you know, Grey Gorilla and Grey Gods and Son of Serpentine, and it was a lot of this kind of hard sort of work. Zillikami is another person that also is well known for kind of operating within this stylistic sort of trend. And then off of Son of Serpentine, I heard P.O.P. I was like, oh, wow, this is actually really, you know, pop sort of thing and a really like fantastically produced sort of thing here. What a stylistic shift before it goes back into the horrorcore and industrial or what is it, trap metal sort of thing there. And then off of Grey Gods, you have the new Jim Jones, which kind of plays into the horrorcore sort of thing with the title itself. But again, it's still that same kind of idea. Or Na 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 Na, where it's this light, sort of breezy sort of track with, again, you know, very violent themes and stuff like that as a part of it. But I've played it on the show here where it's something I really resonated with. And then we have in 2020, The Player's Manual, when I discovered this record, which is a collaboration between Rocky and Ramirez throughout, aside from kind of towards the end with Red Dot and a few other tracks here and there towards the close. The tracks like Lavender Lust, Glitter and Gold, and of course Gold Thangs and Pinky Rang's Da Hoopty with Shakewell and Puya off of that one. Beautiful track. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. This is such a fantastic record that it really made me sad when I kind of heard a few things from this one, such as Sleepin' with the Fishes and Goodfellas, was a little bit more akin to what Ramirez was doing previously. Maybe it's my fault. I'm a fan of kind of a specific type of music, and let it be, you know, let me not control what an artist does with their catalog, but I was just a little bit distraught. But I gave this one a spin and decided to listen to it, also with a current event that I'm going to be talking about a little bit as well. And there was some stuff I really resonated with, mainly Amphisbiana and Beige Butter. Beige Butter is a little bit more off of what we heard from kind of previous efforts, especially off of the Player's Manual a little bit there. But as Amphisbiana is a nice kind of blending of that kind of hardcore, horrorcore sort of industrial trap metal sort of thing that, you know, Ramirez has been a part of. But it's stylistically a little bit more aggressive and lighter as well. It's not just sounding as though, and I apologize for this, it might not sound too great, but people pretending to kind of, you know, oh, my life is distraught and everything about it is sad and blah, blah. It really sounds like it's bringing that aggression. And that's helped definitely by SXMPRA with their voice on this one. Fast, hard hitting, and just a great flow off of it, which is really fantastic. It led me to check out a little bit of their work, and again, it's not necessarily my thing, but I listened to their latest release, which is a collaborative effort with Jeziah, which I mentioned previously on here, and particularly the track Smoke. It's off of the record Untamed, released actually back in February for this one here, and again, these three tracks, Untamed, the title track, and Full Effect, they're a little bit more of what you'd expect, but I like this one. It just kind of seems like an unconventional little banger that the two have put together. Again, these themes of horrorcore and, you know, hardcore hip-hop and stuff through the lyricism and things, hence why I kind of prefaced it there. And again, the cover kind of just gives this impression of kind of a three edgy 5U sort of thing, but at the same time, it's a really fun track, and I can't deny that I was bobbing my head a little bit listening to it as I gave this three track EP a little bit of a spin. It reminded me of another artist that kind of operates in this, though it has been kind of distancing themselves from it, Bones, with their track Control-Alt-Delete, which is another sort of a little bit more leaning into kind of the stylizing of like a lighter funk sort of production sound, but at the same time, it's just a really sort of conventional and really fun track they've created, even if it's a little bit more kind of darker and just kind of melancholy as well, like a lot of these artists try to replicate. Now, I mentioned as well a little bit of a current event that is popping up and everything as well. And that current event is...
Go, 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 Matsuyoshi Honor Rolls, you ride like carnival, I don't need the impossible.
Look, the last time I talked about this album, I don't think it even went out there for people to listen to, so I'm going to keep it brief. But I heard Carnival when Vultures 1 had been released, and it just kind of fell flat for me because I was already aware of sort of the genre. But it's really interesting now that this is the number one song in the United States, and therefore the number one song in the entire world, that people are saying, oh yeah, the reason it's number one in spite of everything is that people are listening to it because it's a brand new sort of sound, a brand new sort of track, when it's really not. A lot of artists are kind of been operating within this space for, honestly, the good part of a decade. Now, I'm not going to say that it's 2010's EDM or whatever, you know, other people with glasses have said, but it's just interesting to me that a lot of people are kind of experiencing this for the first time without realizing that, no, there's a lot of other music that sounds pretty much like this. It's just an example of, you know, a larger figure being behind it to expose more people to it, which I just think is an interesting concept, and it's something that has happened before multiple times, but just for this example in particular, I just think it's fascinating. I still think Burn is better, though. Burn is the highlight of the entire album. Sorry. This track's fine. Maybe I'm against the grain or something like that. The album was okay at best, not really anything to write home about, but this track in particular just didn't do it for me. But if it did something for you, then I'd recommend checking out numerous artists that operate within the same space, including, in reverse order of what we played them in, Bones with Control-Alt-Delete, then it was XMPRA or Sempra with Smoke, with Jeziah off of that one there, and finally, all the way back at the start, Ramirez, a fan of the friend of the Suicide Boys who kind of started this whole trend off, with Amphisbiana, and they're featuring Sempra on that one as well. All right, let's switch things up, shall we? Let's take it over to an artist that produced one of my favorite tracks of last year. It's Good Kid and their latest Summer. Hope you guys enjoy this one, and we're keeping the tunes going afterwards as well. Here we go.
Like it.
Have you?
took you out of two tracks there back to back with Good Kid again and their cut Summer, and then after that it was The Last Dinner Party with their track Nothing Matters. The latter of those tracks, The Last Dinner Party, we played on the program before. Really fantastic group from kind of UK, and really fantastic, you know, song as well. Record Prelude to Ecstasy is also something I think you'll find if you really enjoy what this group is bringing to the table in terms of their theatrics and showmanship. You'll find something to love in that record there, even if I was a little bit more of a middling reception on it compared to a lot more popular critical and contemporary outlets out there. But I'm just one dude. It's not necessarily my opinion that's the be-all, end-all. And again, I really respect what they're bringing to the table in terms of the showmanship and the presentation of the record for Prelude to Ecstasy. So again, that is The Last Dinner Party with Nothing Matters. And then before that, I took you over to Good Kid with their latest Summer. Good Kid, the five-piece from Toronto, Ontario, is one of the upcoming groups and stuff like that that I have been very impressed with recently. Their track No Time to Explain actually was one of my favorites for 2023 when it released, and I'm super excited to see where the group is going to be headed next. Again, if you're looking for more from kind of Good Kid to listen to, I'd recommend going over to their 2018 EP self-titled Good Kid alongside the 2023 follow-up, the third one in that series, which actually features No Time to Explain at the opening of it as well, alongside Mimi's Delivery Service and a few other cuts as well. But again, that was Good Kid with their latest Summer, released in the previous of March. All right, before we take a little bit of a break, I'm going to take you over to one last cut. It's from Everything Everything's latest Mountain Head that we've played numerous cuts off of, including The End of the Contender and Enter the Mirror when the first week that had been released. I'm going to take you over to track number 5. It's Are You Happy? Hope you guys enjoy this one, and I will see you on the other side of this. Some events and information going on in the Fraser Valley. Let's go.
This'll be the last time you see me. We don't talk about it. This'll be the last breath I'm fighting for. I'm scared about it. The water underground. Are you happy?
Looking for some of CIVL and other networks' best programming to listen to wherever and whenever you'd like? Hey! Then look no further than the Chill Rose Radio Network, available on all major podcasting platforms. Catch episodes of Chill Rose Radio with DJ Darko, the Earshot 20 Countdown, the SUSU Podcast with Stephen and Casey, and of course, The Block with Bryce and Warden, all in one place. New episodes are added weekly, so search for Chill Rose Radio Network on your platform of choice and listen wherever and whenever you would like. It's all happening on Chill Rose Radio. All right, taking you back over to the music now, let's kick it on over to the latest from Casey Musgraves. This is their cut, Cardinal. It's the opener off of Deeper Well, their latest release. Hope you guys enjoy this one. I really am. And I'll see you on the other side of this and some more tracks as well. Here we go.
I saw a sign or an omen on the branches in the morning. It was right after I lost a friend.
Tearing down my disguise. Cause now it's yours and mine instead of ours. Cause even after all we've been through, I can't give you up. So said he never felt like home, but I come back. Don't place for two, but I come back if you stay. might sound crazy. I swear that I still feel you in my arms, calling me back to sleep,
back to sleep.
In my dream,
in my dream.
Today in the morning, I'm still on my own. Said he never felt like home, but I come back if you said you were lonely. You were lonely. This open road's no place for two, but I come back if you still said you love me. Said you love me. Changing.
Welcome back, everyone. Just took you out of three tracks there back-to-back, going in reverse order. Going to start off with talking about City in Color and their track Sleeping Sickness. So City in Color is the alternative nickname of Dallas Green, if you can figure out why he calls himself that. You get a gold star. And it's actually featuring the frontman of the Tragically Hip as well on kind of the second verse there, and then blending into the chorus, Gord Downey as well, bringing a nice, really sort of haunting texture to this one, not just because of, unfortunately, his passing away due to cancer and such like that as well. This was released long before that diagnosis was revealed and such as well, I believe. But just the way that their two voices intermix on this one here, it's sort of almost a youthful sort of energy and stuff from Dallas Green. And then Gord Downey almost appears, I'd say, reminiscent of kind of Johnny Cash's Hurt, in a sense where it's a lot more older and just kind of reflecting on the career that he's had with the Tragically Hip, and just overall as like the poet laureate for Canada and everything as well, and just where he's at in his career as well. And just a beautiful track. I absolutely love this one. City in Color with Sleeping Sickness there. Then it's Brock Phillips with their cut, The City. Now, Brock I've known about for a while through both kind of music, and at the same time through just kind of other sort of ventures and such that they've done. Coming to you from Langley, British Columbia here, so a local artist actually as well, a little bit close to Abbotsford. He's actually making his way out to kind of Memphis, Tennessee, really following and pursuing a music career after over a decade in the industry at this point. Other singles and stuff that you can see on streaming services are Tennessee Whiskey alongside Cover Me Up, and he also has a collaborative sort of record as well with Club Soda, where he featured on that one there. But there's a lot more that Brock has done, and he's really good at kind of the live events and stuff as well, which I would highly recommend if you ever get the chance, if he's swinging around to kind of British Columbia as well. Definitely take an interest and take a look into live performances from Brock as well. Definitely was performing Stanley Park Brewing alongside other places in turn. There's no better place to listen to Brock, in my opinion, than live watching him on stage doing his thing. But again, that is Brock Phillips with their 2021 release, The City. And then finally, Kacey Musgraves with their album Deeper Well. This is the opening cut to it, Cardinal. Now, a little bit of a shame here, although I've mentioned it for other albums on the program before, but I think it's most apparent with this one. I have not heard this album all the way yet. Okay, if you want to get mad at someone, get mad at Dr. Brandenburg and Iris Lesser and Carl Nienwies and such like that. I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. Don't get mad at them. They probably don't want to hear about this radio program. But I've just been a little bit busy with kind of other things, but I wanted to give this one a spin, and I am going to be giving this one a spin, because Kacey Musgraves is kind of the one country artist before kind of I've been exposed to a lot of kind of more country music and stuff through co-workers that are a lot more into it and have kind of opened my mind to a lot of different artists and such. But she was the one artist that I kind of had a little bit more of a warmer reception, I'd say. I'd listened to tracks off of Golden Hour, especially the track High Horse, which I think is a really fun and sort of enjoyable track, alongside other ones from her such as Arrow and a couple other ones, and it really resonated with me deeper than like what a lot of modern contemporary country had done. And then aside from kind of the odd track from really older artists like Johnny Cash, or would we consider Gordon Lightfoot? Probably not. The genre just never really appealed to me directly, and I think that was kind of the hallmark of a lot of people, the cliche of, oh, I like anything but country, in the same way of like, oh, I like anything but hip-hop, where it's a little bit of a closed-minded sort of thing. So with me taking more of an interest into country music and artists such as Zach Bryan, who she actually has a feature with, not on this record, but previously, the I Remember Everything, where she's featured off of that one, or controversial opinion, coming in hot, Morgan Wallen actually isn't a terrible artist. I'm a pretty big fan of what he was doing off of his last record and records before. The odd track is pretty enjoyable, to be honest with you. And we don't see a lot of country artists who are linking up with a lot of hip-hop artists and stuff like that as well, which I think is pretty interesting and pretty eclectic. But it'll be interesting to see the reception to this record in particular from Kacey, as she's always seemed to be a little bit kind of distant from kind of that popular contemporary country music crowd, despite kind of existing in that ethos very well as well. I think a comparison could maybe be made to Sturgill Simpson, someone that I don't really know super well, but one of my best friends is a huge fan of. And I think, yeah, just their lack of kind of prominence and stuff in modern contemporary country music radio. And I don't know, I just think it'll be interesting seeing the reception of this record. I really like what she's doing on this track and from the ones that I've heard, where it's a little bit more of kind of that like country rock sort of sound. I guess. I'm a little bit limited in the way to describe the genre, but super excited to give this one a listen, and Cardinal is an excellent opener to the record. Again, Casey Musgraves has released their latest record, Deeper Well, as of this past Friday, March 15th, 2024. Looking forward to listening to this one again. That is Cardinal coming to you from her there. All right, keeping in the country realm here, let's take it over to Jessica Towler from Toronto, Ontario. This is their cut, I Don't Like Your Boyfriend, taking direct inspiration from another famous country artist. I'll let you guess who it is. Have a great time listening to this one, and we'll be back right afterward to close out our broadcast. Here we go.
I don't know why or how you could fall that hard, that fast for a guy like that. As a friend, you're way too good, too cool for a guy like him. You're a 10 and he's a 5. You are honest and he tells lies. Girl, open your eyes. You could do better. Why don't you get it? He's weighed down. You're way out of his league. He's got excuses. You're trying to prove that he's a your boyfriend. I remember when you came crying to me saying he's a cheat. I wish I was surprised. Speaking as a friend, say goodbye. You could do better. Why don't you get it? He's weighed down. How can't you see? He's got excuses. You're trying to prove that he's a good guy, but I can't agree. You could do better. Why don't you get it? He's weighed down. Girl, how can't you see? He's got excuses. You're trying to prove that he's a good.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Block with Bryson Warden, broadcasting live in frequency 101.7 CIVL-FM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas, from the University of Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus, Steenian Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. Took you over there to One Track, Jessica Towler with their latest I Don't Like Your Boyfriend, one of the newest tracks from country artist and also pop artist Jessica Towler, directly influenced by Taylor Swift, with actually a cover on her kind of profile and stuff, if you'd like to listen to, of Our Story as well, as she's been performing as a part of like Taylor Swift nights and stuff like that, and occasionally see presented. That being said, she's got some great music under her own sort of belt as well, including Anxiety, released back in 2021, and of course her debut record, which we played on the program here, Stronger, as well, back in 2020. But again, that is I Don't Like Your Boyfriend, latest release from Jessica in 2023. Hoping for seeing something new from Jessica in this 2024 year, maybe a new album. Never know. But again, Jessica Towler from Ontario, their cut, I Don't Like Your Boyfriend. Alrighty, everybody. Well, we are at the close of our broadcast for today, and I'm going to take you over to one last track. And this is the portion of the broadcast where I basically just play whatever I'd like. It doesn't have to be a new release, doesn't have to be thematically relevant. So I'm going to take you over to an artist that I've been listening to a lot of recently. It is Billy Idol with their cut, Eyes Without a Face. I was reflecting when listening to this one and a couple other cuts, such as Money Money, and then also later Sweet 16 from Billy Idol, alongside Flesh for Fantasy as well. The ability, I guess, for Billy Idol to kind of blend what was seen as like the hair metal and like hard rock of the 80s compared to what, you know, popular contemporary artists like Michael Jackson, and I'd say a comparison to be made is Prince, even though I don't think he'd like that comparison. Blending these two things stylistically together, because Billy Idol has always been kind of lumped into that rock aficionado sort of group, their work with Generation X originally, and just kind of the stylistic kind of, you know, stylings of the music there. But I think it's the reception, but I think his reception to it alongside that hard rock image is something I really admire. And I think this track is a perfect encapsulation of it, with production as well from like Keith Forsey and, you know, coming together with Steve Stevens as well on this one here. It's a really fantastic kind of diversion away from what was seen as just a lot of the time, you know, electric guitar and such. And even though it does have a bit of a gratuitous guitar solo, it even works in the context of what is just a slow, emotional ballad that, having listened to the record as I went down to the States, you know, it is kind of the only one on the record that really does that. But it's the only one that really is this slow, emotional sort of ballad. And I think how this has been sort of a landmark sort of track for him as an artist, I think has definitely shown that as well. Anyway, here it is. Hope you guys enjoy. This is our Billboard Top 40 hit for the station today. Hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you guys next week on March 25th, 2024. Final exam season is approaching very quickly. It truly is. Have a great day, you guys, or a great evening if you're listening to this at night. Perfect time to listen to it. And I'll see you. Goodbye.
I'm all out of home. One more bad break could bring a fall. Someone else's pocket, then make a slip. Steal a car and go to Las Vegas.
without a face.